Kenny, last game before the break and a big one at the Brandywell.
Yes, it's one that's come quite quick for us. You know, it's just a pity we couldn't get the players signed that we have coming in. We've, as you know, we've lost a lot of players and we're replacing them with four. Unfortunately, we also were missing Rory Patterson and Gavin Pearce. Rory's not a definite miss, sorry, but Rory Patterson and Gavin Pearce. Gavin Pearce is out, Rory's doubtful. Jamie McDonough, they've had a wee domestic problem, so Jamie's missing as well, unless we can try and persuade him. So they're big losses. We're down to nine players with six development players. So we're scraping it at the minute, and this has come at a bad time. Dundalk are, have the best players in the league. They have the best team management. They manage the game so well. We've played them in my short time. We've had three players sent off against them, and each and every one of them was managed by the Dundalk players, so that they're very good at what they do. They've got quality players. They manage the referees in a way in which it helps them, and you can't blame them for that. Because of their experience, they know how to do it. And, you know, to get Gavin Pearce sent off for 2 fouls in the match is an example of how they can do that. And they get around the referee, and I just hope that we can get some semblance of good discretion and understanding of how they do that.
Well, you'd be hoping for a strong referee then tomorrow evening?
Yeah, well, our boys have to learn from Dundalk. We have to learn how to manage referees, and because referees that haven't played the game as well, it's difficult for them to understand when someone runs past you or kicks the ball past you and runs straight into you and then rolls over 3 or 4 times. It looks like an impingement, but it's not. And if you look at, you know, even back to Ryan McBride getting sent off, you know, there's so many situations where they have a good influence, and that's experience, and they have that. My back four is all under 21, and it's something we're going on a little bit naive. The boys don't know how to manage that situation.
Obviously, Roland Curtis is first game without him, so that's another bit of a change. You'll have to possibly down that left hand side.
Yeah, we've lost him, which is hard. But it gives Ben Doherty a chance to come in, and he's been wanting to play and he's been down in the dumps, but now he's getting an opportunity, so it's up to him to step up to that now.
Talking on the four players coming in, do you want to name anybody, or what's the situation with them? Or?
I'm not in a position to name them until we get them in a form. We do want another Sean Kavanagh, and it's important we have them because they're all good players. They're all very good players, so
that's... I'm assuming it's positions that you feel you need strengthening in.
Yeah, definitely.
Is it a case now too, because of the break, you know yourself, players sort of start wondering, happy days and the break and the feet up, you have to keep them focused for this last game?
Yeah, well, definitely. We don't think of what's ahead of tomorrow night. We think of what is on tomorrow night, and just to focus on our preparation at the moment and focus on Rory Patterson and Jamie McDonough haven't been with us this week, which is not the best preparation, but Rory's doing his licence, and Jamie's had family issues, so that's where we're at with that. We can't do much about that. We can't do our set pieces and stuff.
Right.